on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
When we're in Rosebery on the West Coast earlier this year, we spoke to the then General Manager, Rob Walker. And one of the issues he talked about as we stood out the front of the RSL in Rosebery was the fact that the tailings dam is coming to the end of its life. And he said, if the MMG operation in Rosebery can't find a new one or expand its existing one, it would be forced to close the mine. That was potentially the threat on the table. It looks like now there's a battle, and I suspected that Rob knew this was coming. A battle on now to find a new site for a new tailings dam for the Rosebery mine. A fight between the mine itself, all those that work there on the West Coast, and environmentalists who don't want to see any further expansion of tailings in that part of Tasmania. If you're new to the state, you might not know that West Coast of Tasmania particularly has a long and in some cases troubled history with the legacy of mining, particularly as mine overspill or tailings have flowed into local waterways. Things are different now. But are they different enough? Steve Scott's the Acting General Manager at the MMG Mine in Rosebery. Steve Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for talking with us this morning. What is the timeline for the mine at Rosebery to get a new tailings dam established?
So Rosebery needs a new tailings dam, constructed and built by around sort of mid to the end of 2024. So it's not far away.
And what if you can't find a site or get the approvals to get that new tailings dam in? What is the consequence for the mine?
Well, essentially, we'll have to consider going into closure. We need somewhere to put our tailings material. If we get to sort of that period towards the end of 2024, the current tailings dams are reaching their capacity or will be at capacity by that time, so we will be more than likely forced into closure at that time.
You can see the existing tailings facility from sort of standing in the main street of town. What is the issue with raising the height of the walls around it and just using the footprint that you occupy currently?
So those options are definitely available and we're working through those at the moment, but they still don't have enough life to go beyond 2024. So you will see some extensions done to those current facilities, but like I said, they don't last long enough.
Steve Scott, what is a tailings dam?
So when we bring ore to the surface from the underground mine, then we put it through the processing plant and we remove as much of the valuable metal that we can. In Rosebery's case, it's zinc, copper, lead, and a little bit of gold and silver, and then the waste material from that is the tailings. So it's the waste product from the mine that needs to be stored in a safe manner.
And this is potentially toxic material if it moves into local watercourses.
Well, the good thing about the way MMG works is in alignment with ANCOLD guidelines and also the ICMM, which provides us with a very rigorous overview and expectation in terms of how we design a new tailings dam, taking into account how it's constructed, how it operates, how it's maintained, and then put into closure to ensure that it has a minimal impact on the environment.
Can you appreciate that Tasmania has a troubled history with mining's projects, particularly on the West Coast, where tailings mine residue has not been properly managed?
I can appreciate that. I obviously can't speak for other operations, but being on the sort of floor level at Rosebery over the last few years in terms of looking after the tailings dams directly and managing that risk, like I said previously, Rosebery has some very rigorous and robust processes to ensure that the tailings are stored in a safe manner. We're heavily regulated by the government and the EPA and obviously international expectations. And what I can say with a high level of confidence is that Rosebery is extremely good at operating at tailings and minimising any sort of impact to the environment.
Steve Scott's our guest this morning, Acting General Manager of the mine at Rosebery for MMG. It's been part of the landscape there for a significant period of time. But can that continue? They need a new tailings dam if that's to happen. What are the options being considered at the moment, Steve Scott?
So what we've got on at the moment is we've just completed the pre-feasibility study into our preferred option, which is at South Marionnet. It's on our mining lease, so we're doing some work out there. There are other options that I can't really go into detail at the moment with, because they're not on our current tenements, but that's where we're looking at this stage.
And already environmental groups have started to lobby against you being allowed to clear whatever level of forest would be required to make that happen. Can you talk about how you see that battle?
Well, I guess that's the thing about the area on that side of the river. It's, you know, from the Green, I guess, perspective, and the Bob Brown Foundation see it as an area that should be locked up into perpetuity. From our perspective, we've got a mining lease in that area where we want to build, or where we're investigating to put a potential TSF.
So what is that? What's that acronym, Steve?
TSF, sorry, Tailings Storage Facility.
Mm-hmm.
We see it as a good option. There was discussions in times gone by that would be a good option for a tailings dam, and that's why we have a mining lease in that area.
Do you think there's any option that you could propose that would satisfy the Bob Brown Foundation or environmental activists when it comes to what you're looking at the moment?
It's hard to say. I think anywhere we choose to put a tailings dam, there will be some opposition to it. But we'll just have to work through with those stakeholders to deliver the best outcome for Rosebery.
Do you actually sit down and meet with the Bob Brown Foundation or whichever protest group might be scrutinising this process?
Yeah, I've had one-on-one conversations with some of the members of the Bob Brown Foundation. I've actually got a meeting with one or two of them today.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Steve Scott's our Acting General Manager of the Rosebery Mine. Steve Scott, what is the process from here? 2024, mid-2024, is your deadline for having a new tailings dam built. What's the process from here?
So, like I said, we've wrapped up the pre-feasibility study. I guess so internally, from an MMG perspective, we've got a lot of work to continue on with the design of the TSF. We've got a lot of work through our internal approvals around that design, and then external to that, obviously, the government bodies that we need to work with, NGOs and other stakeholders in the community to have this done pre-2024.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, I get the feeling Heather might be one of the opponents or the views that you typically have to confront, so I'll read a text to you directly, Steve Scott. Maybe ask him if this was reversed. Would the Chinese government allow a Tasmanian-owned mine to destroy their precious forests and habitat for the pandas? Obviously not, asked Heather this morning. I mean, that is a distillation of some of the views that you will need to confront at the moment. How do you invite Heather to consider this issue?
Well, I guess, and this is something I guess I've been considering for a while now, because there is a lot of discussion around, you know, that it's a Chinese state-owned company, but we're operated out of Melbourne. In terms of Rosebery needing a tails dam, it wouldn't matter who owned our mine site, we'd still need a new tailings dam, but Chinese owned or not. I guess if I look at some of the key facts for Rosebery, we employ over 500 employees and contractors, and if we operate for the next 10 years, we'll be, you know, some of the key numbers out of Rosebery would be $181 million in royalties and taxes, $6.8 million in the community spend, just Rosebery alone, and $570 million in local supplier spend. That may be just, I guess, not what some listeners want to hear in terms of, you know, the commercial side of operating our business, but we're obviously looking for a balance to ensure that we continue to employ local Tasmanians, support Rosebery, the west coast of Tassie, Tasmania as a whole, but strike the balance in terms of operating in a socially and environmentally responsible way.
Would you be prepared to pay a remediation bond that would be held in trust to make sure that the mine and the tailings issue was fixed whenever Rosebery comes to the end of its life as a mine?
I'd have to confirm it 100%, but I think there's already bonds that are put aside for closure and remediation works at mine closure.
Steve Scott, appreciate you talking with us this morning. It's an issue that's going to come up more in the weeks and months ahead. It was certainly one raised by your predecessor, Rob Walker, when we spoke to him in Rosebery a few weeks ago. Thanks for being part of the conversation on Mornings.
All right, thank you.
Steve Scott, Acting General Manager, the mine at Rosebery.